Hello, my name is Peter Pilgrim. I'm blogging at jroller.com/Peter_Pilgrim. I'm just taking a little break to tell you about the very, very busy week and period that I'm going through. I'm working for an investment bank in the city, developing in Java 6 and an application which is actually going to be released tomorrow for Independence Day, in Britain at least. Yeah, all hands to the pump. Everything's set, about to go live, and we're going through that mode where we're getting everything ready. And tomorrow I'm going to come in to work and deploy this application. So, and it will be a first customer ship, internally a 1.0 release. So I'm very proud about that. It's taken a year of software development in Java 6, LAN adaptation and stuff. So I'm looking forward to that. In JavaFX world, I do develop JavaFX applications in my spare time, and hoping one day to actually develop a professional JavaFX enterprise application that will go to the public one day. Yeah, I'm working on the Nelson FX framework. I'm porting that ever so gently to 1.2. Everything compiles and runs, and you can run the examples. So if you check out the repository, a subversion repository, you can actually get some of that source code and compile it at Project Kenai, that is kenai.com /projects, projects /Nelson, NELSON. Yeah, so continuing with Nelson FX 1.2, I split the project into two counterparts now. So there's a core part with the main framework and then examples that will run the demonstration examples. I've also picked up some of the knowledge I learned in corporate LAN. For example, 3 years ago I was developing a project and as a contractor for a very big investment bank using Maven 2, and it had just been released, and I really do like the code conventions and the project conventions rather. So that was a good idea, and I've put that into the Nelson FX project. At the moment, Nelson FX is using Apache Ivy and not Maven, and Apache Ivy gives you everything that Maven 2 and now 3 does, with its transitive dependencies. You can specify a dependency, an artifact such as Jersey, and it would download all the dependent artifacts that Jersey requires for your project, and that's a really cool thing. So Apache Ivy. And yes, very quickly I will say I am redesigning, refactoring the layout constraint system in Nelson FX at this moment. I did mention way back in another audio boo that JavaFX actually needs a constraint system. Thankfully, the FX team actually provided one in 1.2. And if you look in Java, in the JavaFX package, .scene.layout, and look for a type called layout info, you'll see a very nice idea of constraints with preferred width and preferred height and preferred dimensions. And it also extends another type which is called layout info base, and that contains only one single property at the moment called managed, and that's the bugbear for Nelson FX. Nelson FX does not obey at the moment constraints, or the standard FX constraints at the moment, and nor does it actually obey if they're managed or not. So that's the work I will be doing over the wee while. So that's all I have to say for JavaFX and Nelson FX 1.2 and about going live. So I'll catch you some other time. My name is Peter Pilgrim, and I'm out.